You don't take a lot of verses. You take one verse. If you take a lot of verses, you start with the one verse and you want to finish it. Then your time is focusing on finishing those verses. But if you take one verse and you know you have 5 minutes, one verse you can finish in 5 seconds, then you don't rush it through. Then your heart is calm before the Lord. Okay? Okay, go ahead. Okay.
John 14:6.
Amen.
Jesus said to me.
Amen. Don't say amen, okay? When you have personal time with the Lord, nobody say amen. Except the Lord, okay? Except the Lord. That's why you need a sense within. When the Lord is saying amen, then you just respond and have a conversation. Okay, go ahead.
Winston, read to them the whole verse.
Okay. Right. So John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus said to me.
Amen.
Jesus said to me.
Amen.
He is the way.
Amen.
He's the way and the reality and the life. Amen. Lord, thank you for just being the life.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. No one comes to the Father. Lord, I can't come to you. Lord Jesus, I cannot come to you except through Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, no one comes to the Father except through me. Oh, Lord Jesus, I can't come to the Father except through him.
Very good. That's a good beginning. Okay, thank you. I think a few will give us a broader view how we spend this time. Okay, our brother did in one way. Maybe Caleb? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus said to him, Lord, say something to me. Oh Lord Jesus, speak to me, Lord. Lord Jesus, I just come to you, Lord. Jesus said to him, I am the way. Lord, you are the way. Oh Lord, and the reality. And the light. Lord, you are the way, the reality, and the light. Oh Lord Jesus, no one comes to the Father. Oh Lord, no one comes to the Father except through me. Oh Lord, I just come to you, Lord. Lord, just accept me, Lord. Lord, I just want to come to you. Oh Lord, I can't come to you except through Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, I just need to come to you, Lord. Lord, I want you to be my way and my reality and my life.
Amen.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Very good. Very good. How many minutes that? That is maybe 2 minutes, right? So we know that is a good beginning, you know. They too did a little different, right? Caleb started with calling on the name of the Lord. And that is very good. You know, sometimes we are not calm. And then we need to call on the name of the Lord. And that calms us, you know. Okay, we need someone else. Any volunteer? Any volunteer? Including serving ones. Oh, okay. Amen. Our brother Bruce. Amen.
Amen.
Very good. So we all need to, in fact, we need to firstly open to the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So what are we going to do?
Huh?
Oh. Pre-read.
Yeah. No, it's not for two pre-read, for one person.
Amen.
One person, you know, pray before spending time with the Lord. What grade are you?
Eighth
grade, okay. Have you ever had a personal prayer read?
No.
Nope? Okay. Then thank you, we need someone. Maybe Brother Bruce, did you have personal prayer reading experience?
Can you prophesy just for this?
No, it's not for prophesying. It's for... it's for...
Yes, but mm-hmm. If you can just pray, read a verse, which one is it that you enjoy?
You want to try it?
You can do it.
Try the verses. Who has the verse sheet for the verse?
You can do this. I know you can. We're just together.
This one. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Bruce. I'll take care of him. Yeah, thanks. 14:6. Maybe you can pray, read.
14:6.
Amen.
Jesus said to him.
Amen.
Jesus said to him.
Amen.
I am the way.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, you are the way.
Amen.
You are also the reality and the light.
Amen.
No one comes to the Father except through me.
Amen.
No one comes to the... No one comes to the Father except through me.
Amen.
Love Amen. The Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. I think our brother enjoyed.
Amen.
Enjoy the verse. Very good. Thank you. Okay. Very good.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus said, Lord, speak to me right now. Amen. Lord, is there anything blocking you? Mm. Oh Lord, I ask you to shine. Shine on me. Mm. Lord, is there anything blocking your speaking? Oh Lord, wash me in your blood. Cleanse me. Oh Lord, that sin. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I take your blood. Speak to me. Oh Lord, to me. I need you right now. Lord Jesus, I need you. Oh Lord, I need your speaking. Lead me, Lord. Oh Lord, I am the way. Lord Jesus, you are my way. Lord, you are my reality. Forgive me. Forgive me for taking any other way. Oh Lord, for following those other things. Lord, you are my reality. Oh Lord, you're the real one. Oh Lord, you're my real breath. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord, you're my real water. Oh Lord, thank you, I can drink you. Thank you, you're my food. Thank you, you satisfy me. You're my real love. Lord, oh Lord, save me from loving from myself. Oh Amen. Lord, be my love. Lead me, Lord.
Amen.
Fill me with love.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus. Jesus, I need you. I need Amen. You to be my love.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Very good. So our brother did something more than the other two brothers did. You know, what he did was that he confessed his sins, you know. So sometimes when we come to the Lord, if we feel a kind of a blockage, you know, something that we didn't do right, and the Lord reminds us that we need to confess our sins. The word says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us for all our unrighteousness. So this can open the way for us to have a fellowship, personal fellowship with the Lord. And our brother also make it personalized, the verse, you know. So that's another way. I just want to mention that there are other ways. Maybe when you come to the Lord gave you a hymn. And you just, you know, start with a hymn. And the hymn is very easy for us to bring into the Lord's presence, to have a kind of feeling toward the Lord, and that will help for our personal time with the Lord. And if you come to the Lord, you don't have any feeling, and what you can do is tell the Lord, Lord, I don't have any feeling. Lord, I just open to you. And that's very good also. The key thing is, you know, early on we had some fellowship. Someone mentioned that we need to open our heart. If our heart is not open, we may do many things, but, you know, the heart is the door of your being. When the door is closed, you do many things, it doesn't work. Even you try to exercise your spirit, the door is not open. Then the Lord has no way. So I just want to mention a few, you know, like the brothers did here. They show us some of the ways they did it. So we all can go to the Lord. You know, the Lord is a living person. If I say, hi, shepherd. This is one way that he responds. You know. There are different ways when you meet a person. Every time is different, right? We're a living person. You know, the Lord is a living person. If you come to him the same way, it becomes a religion, a kind of regulation. So that the first time may work, but the next time may not work. So when we come to the Lord, but the basic thing is, our brother has that F, the 7 minutes thing. So there are ingredients that we do during our personal time with the Lord. You know, you call on the name of the Lord, that's one way. Or you just thank the Lord, it's a new day. Mm-hmm. Or you just open to the Lord, well, I give today to you, and that's another way. And you feel there's something in between you and the Lord, you tell the Lord, Lord, sometimes you may not feel, you may not know what's between you and the Lord. You can tell the Lord, Lord, I don't know. Then the Lord can speak to you. So there are many ways, but the basic ingredients is prayer, and that the word, and our consecration, our calling, our opening our heart, you know, all these are some of the basic ingredients. Mm-hmm. So we all can practice this. Mm-hmm. So I don't mean, you know, after we share, you're gonna have a success time. Doesn't mean, not necessary. It takes everyday practice. Okay, I just want to mention this to you, that when you do it, another thing is crucial is, because we are many people here, it's easy to be distracted. If you look at people, then you're not touching the Lord because you are watching people. You know, you're not in your spirit with the Lord. So just try in a very simple way, block yourself. Mm-hmm. Block yourself. That's why people, some kneel down, they just, you know, kneel down and pray. That way you block everything else than just you and the Lord. So I hope this will help you, you know, this morning in your time with the Lord. Find a place. If you have no place, because every place is people, then I found the best way, just sit down where you are, close your eyes, and block everything by sight, you know. And turn your heart, don't, you know. But also, one crucial thing is you need to verbalize. Mm-hmm. You need to speak out. You know, if you don't speak out, then you easy to be in your mind.
Right.
But because too many people, you don't want to speak, then everybody hears. It's only before you and the Lord. Sometimes when a lot of people, I just say, Lord Jesus,
right.
I come to you. Right. You know, when you speak, your being is governed by what you speak. Mm-hmm. But when you don't speak out, the mind is wandering. Mm-hmm. So when you kneel down, you know, or when you just sit down, close your eyes, just firstly, just verbalize, say something. You know, the Lord teaches us how to pray. We need to say, Our Father, right? We're going to speak out. So I hope this will help us to spend this time. And I hope this is a beginning, and this takes us to practice every day.
Amen. Yeah, I want to add a couple of things. let's look at a verse in your Bible. John 5. John 5. Gospel of John 5. Let's read 39 and 40. Okay, you have it? Go. Okay, the first thing I want to emphasize is the matter of our attitude. Question is this: what is your attitude when you actually try to spend personal time with the Lord? Now, I know that the first, actually, there's something before that. The question is, do you try to spend personal time with the Lord? And some of us have a hard time with this. That is, we have tried to actually pray personally, and it wasn't so enjoyable, so we didn't practice so much again. And there are a few reasons for this. It's very hard for some of us just to sit still for more than 2 minutes. Just because, there's many factors. That's because of what we are in our being, and also because of many things around us. And today especially, I think this is the case that one very big distraction is actually the phones.
Yeah.
Because you try to spend time with the Lord, and there's activity on that, and right away your mind goes to that. You know, there were examples 20 years ago that you find these in some of the messages Brother Lee would talk about, that whenever you sit down to pray, the phone would ring. But you know, he's talking about the phone, you know, we didn't carry these things. He's talking about the phone, you know, your house phone. The phone would ring. And that did happen often. That did happen often. There would be a distraction. Then you pick it up, it's the wrong number. Uh-huh. And that shows, wow, just at that time, why did that wrong number have to call? That was just a distraction from Satan. Okay, but I found that today, you know, when I actually turn off my phone overnight, or at least I mute it. I mute it. Okay, so when I wake up in the morning, it's still muted. You see, it's still muted. So then I go to sit and spend some time with the Lord. But, you know, and see how it's off. Actually, is it off now? No, it's locked, yeah. Okay, but if I get an email, it's a little blue light goes over there. If it's a WhatsApp, it's yellow. And so I'm praying, and my phone's off. I mean, you know, it's muted. But I'm praying, if I see, the yellow light. It's like, so then I learned, I don't keep this close to me now. Or if it's close to me, I turn it upside down. And I can't see the light. It's because during this period of time, the most important thing is spending time with the Lord. So I would like to tell you, if you're going to spend 5 minutes with the Lord, or 10 minutes with the Lord, Put this aside for 10 minutes. Turn it off. I know some people that never turn off their phone. Never. To turn off their phone, I don't know what it is. It's like they go, it's a, you know, it's an addiction. But I won't elaborate too much, but you have to overcome that if you're going to spend a little time with the Lord. Actually, you need to overcome that if you're going to study well. You can't be addicted to this. The communication today has its good part, but then it also has its not good part. Okay, it is disturbing. Actually, it's very disturbing in the workplace. You know, when you're working, in some places, you have to turn your phone off. You can't have that as a distraction. Okay, now you're going to spend time with the Lord. Brother Timothy mentioned that a big problem, I don't know if this is a problem with you, is if you're actually sitting there or kneeling there, I don't know what you do when you try to pray. Okay, but most people sit. Most people sit. Some people kneel down. Some people just walk. They just pace in a room. Okay. Whatever it is that you do, suppose you start to pray. How many of you have experienced that when you start to pray, your mind wanders? Have you experienced that? Yeah, okay. Do you experience that thoughts come? Like for example, maybe Brother Frank sent me an email yesterday. It was an important email. And I said to myself, oh yeah, as soon as I get home, I have to answer this email. Then I forgot. Until the next morning when I start to pray. I went, oh Lord Jesus. Jesus said to them, I am the, oh no, I forgot to call Frank. How many of you have experienced something like that? Yeah. It's because Satan throws those darts at our head to remind us just at that time. Actually, I make a little joke. I say, if you forget something and really want to remember, just pray read. Because maybe the enemy will remind you right at that time to try to distract you. Then you go, ha-ha, and then you know. Okay. But in the morning, you should just pray read with the proper attitude. And this is what I'm trying to, actually I'm making 2 points here. What is our attitude? According to John, it says that from the Bible, from the scriptures, you can get life. It's true. You can get life. But verse 40 says, you're not willing to come to me that you may have life. So someone taught me a long time ago to pray a prayer like this before I open the Bible. And that is to say, Lord, as I come to the Bible, I come to you. As I come to the Word, to the written Word, I come to you as the living Word. And that little prayer helped me to have a change in my concept that I'm not just coming to do something, I'm coming to a person. And that, just that, helped me very much. And I'd like to share that with you. That, remember, when you're about to take out your verse sheet or open the Bible to read the verse, you're not just coming to that black and white on a paper, you're coming to a person. So since you're coming to a person, you should talk to this person. And I absolutely agree, you should use voice, even if it's just a whisper. You should use voice. Because voice really regulates your being. It helps to stop the mind from, not completely, but it does help. It cuts off, the mind won't go like this. It'll only go like this. There'll be a shorter range of distraction by saying voice. Now, for the youngest ones, I don't know what your experience is of prayer reading. I didn't learn how to pray read until I was eighth grade, after eighth grade, actually just before ninth grade, that summer between eighth and ninth grade. But before that, when I was 12, I did learn how to do this. I did learn how to pray before I read the Bible. So this is another way of prayer reading. You know, the basis for prayer reading is, at least there's several verses, but one verse is Ephesians 6, 17 and 18. It says that we take the word of God by means of all prayer. That means all kinds of prayer, all kinds of prayer. And one way is, okay, you're going to read, first you pray. Lord, I come to you. I'm not just coming to this verse, I'm coming to you. And you can pray, Lord, speak to me today, because I'm going to have a hard day, and I might forget you the rest of the day. So please speak to me right now. Now you read. Okay, so that's pray. Now it's read. Okay, so what do you read? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Amen. So first you prayed, then you read. It's good to pray again. Pray what? Pray something from the verse to make it personal. Lord, today, speak to me and be my way and my reality and my life. Amen. That's prayer reading. That's short. That's very short prayer reading. And we say, mingle the word with prayer. Okay, there was a little mingling, not too much. Not like Joseph demonstrated. But there was a little. There was pray, there was read, there was pray. For the younger ones, you know, that's okay. That's okay. Because at the end, you pray something that touched you from the verse. Try to personalize. For the older ones, we hope you have more mingling of the word. More mingling. Okay, I'm going to read you another verse. Brother Timothy alluded to this. This is Matthew 6:6. It says, but when you pray, enter into your private room. And do you know the next phrase? Shut your door and pray to the Father who is in secret. So the Bible tells us you should have a private room. You should have a space, a place where you go and you can actually shut the door and be there by yourself with the Father, with the Lord. But I found out that even if I do that, and I do that, I shut the door and I do that, this door is not shut. And sometimes this door is not shut. And sometimes these doors are not shut. So I'm still hearing things. You have to learn to shut your being to focus on the Lord. And that takes practice. That takes practice. One way, again, voice. Another way is actual prayer reading. Prayer reading helps us shut off the other things, mingling the prayer with the word. Okay. Maybe just that for today, because you only learn this by actually practicing. Maybe we'll say a little more this afternoon or tomorrow. So what we want you to do now is go to your groups for, actually, it's going to be an hour. You will break. Oh, listen to this. Different today. You won't come back here for announcements or anything. We're just going to stop in all the groups at 10:45. And then the meeting is at 11. The next lesson's at 11. Okay? So during the group time, the first 15 minutes will be for personal prayer, or 20 minutes. And then the last part will be to review last night's message. Okay? So you're dismissed to go to the groups.
Starting to